Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Open with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 8. Revolution. Revolution. Revolution is a sudden change, in case you didn't know. It's a sudden, complete change. It's an overthrow. That's what it is. Put that in mind as we read. Luke chapter number 8, verse number 43. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?' But Jesus said, 'Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out of me.' Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately." 48. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." Your faith has made you whole. Please say with me, your faith has made you whole. Come on, say it. Your faith has made you whole. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your word, O God. Your word is alive. Your word is powerful. O God, it is sharper than any double-edged sword. We thank you that by your word, O God, you are able to heal us. You are able to bless us. You are able, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even to prosper us. We give you praise for your word this morning. May it proceed with power and with authority. We thank you that, oh God, you are giving us fresh oil, both to speak your word and to hear your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we trust in you this morning. We depend on you this morning. We lean on you this morning. For we know that there is nothing that we can be able to do or achieve apart from you. You are our helper in the name of Jesus. Help us to understand the word of the Lord this morning. Help us, oh God, to even apply it to our lives so that it can do miracles, signs and wonders. We give you praise and we honor you. And the people said, amen. And the people said, amen. Well, a revolution is, as I said, a sudden change. A sudden change. A sudden complete change. It is an overthrow. That's what it is. But there is no revolution without revelation. You can never experience a revolution in your life if you do not have a revelation. A revelation is something that was sort of hidden, but now has been revealed. It has been unveiled. That's what a revelation is. In the word of God, when we talk about a revelation, we are talking about something that has always been there in the Bible. We are talking about something that maybe even some of us have always known. However, we did not perceive the power that it carried. And therefore, we can say when we perceive the power that it carries and when we perceive what it means in our lives, in our own individual lives, then we have a revelation in that subject. Are you here this morning? Yes. Amen. So now we have been taught in these past weeks, a lot of things were revealed by God to us. Hallelujah. a lot of things were revealed by God to us. God revealed to us that if we want a revolution, we need to make sure that we chase after wisdom. We must be radical when it comes to wisdom. That means we have to seek after wisdom with everything that we have. We were even taught that there is a lot of wisdom that we can find in books. There is a lot of wisdom that we can find in tapes. There is a lot of wisdom that we can find all over around us. Elderly people, we can get wisdom from them. Our leaders, we can get wisdom from them. Hallelujah. And we were taught that we can ask God, because the Bible says, is there anyone who lacks wisdom? Let him ask. So it is a revelation that we have been taught. It's something that has been revealed to us. We have been taught that we need to be radical in pursuing wisdom. We have to be radical in giving. We need to be radical in giving. We need to be givers who are radical. It doesn't matter what we have or what we do not have. We will go after whatever, and I mean, we will do whatever it takes so that we can have something in our hands that we can practice giving with. Amen. Then it was a revelation. Hallelujah. Isn't it? And then we were taught that we need to be radical praisers and worshipers. We need to be radical when it comes to praise, and we need to be radical when it comes to worship. Hallelujah. And then this morning, I want us to know that we also need to be radical in faith. We need to possess radical faith. Radical faith. So any revelation that you have but you don't apply will never help you. Revelation is not head knowledge. Revelation is not so that you can have something to say and feel powerful. And everybody goes like, oh wow, she said something very powerful. She has a revelation. That kind of a revelation will never help you. The kind of a revelation that will help you is a revelation that is applied. So every revelation that is not applied is of no use for you in your life. Amen. So we all need to be intentional in applying every revelation that God has given us. Amen. So we need to apply all these things that we have been taught. And I said we are going to talk about radical faith. So we need to have radical faith. So Bazalwane, every child of God has a lion in the inside of them. By reason of redemption, you have a lion in the inside of you. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah resides in the inside of you. He takes residence in the inside of you. You have a lion in the inside of you. You need to unleash it and roar at some point. Hallelujah. You need to unleash that lion that is in the inside of you. By reason of redemption, if you are born again, you have a lion in the inside of you. So stop being shy and stop being scared of the devil and being scared of what the enemy will do to your finances, what the enemy will do to your life, what the enemy will do to your marriage and all of those things. Don't always live your life as a person who is always in fear. Don't live your life in fear, because you have a lion in the inside of you. You have nothing to fear. The lion is the king of the jungle. Hallelujah. You have nothing to fear. The lion does not fear any other animal in the jungle, because he is the king of the jungle. My hambi, lion in the jungle, ihamba izizukuthi, yes, I own this place. Hallelujah. So therefore, you have a lion in the inside of you. Don't live your life in fear. Amen. Now look at Mark chapter number 9, verse 23. The Bible says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe, some things are possible. If you can believe, a few things are possible. If you can believe, some of the things, nyana, will be possible. But what does the Bible say? All things are possible. To who? To him who believes. For us to understand what faith is, we need to understand what faith is not. And therefore, I want you to understand, Bazalwane, because everybody in our days is talking about faith. You find people who don't know the Lord talking about faith. You find people abayizangoma talking about faith. You find people ababizi nezinto zabo ezingahlangene noNkulunkulu. They are busy talking about faith. Why? It is because most people think that faith is a mental ascent. And faith is not mental ascent. Faith is not positive mindset. Faith is not that you must just be positive in your life and everything is going to come together. You must put it in the universe. Put it out there to the universe. What is that? And even us as abazalwane, we even say those things. We don't even understand. Just because a celebrity is saying them, it does not make them correct. So you cannot be going around adopting all these things that are being said by people out there and making them apply into your life as a believer. As a believer, your faith is the biblical faith. Amen. The universe was created. The universe has a creator. Putting it out there. What? Faith is not that. But faith is a spiritual force. Faith is a spiritual issue. Faith is not a natural issue. Faith is of man's spirit and not of man's mind or body. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual force. That is why the Bible says, a carnal man receives nothing from the Lord. Because faith has got nothing to do with your feelings. A carnal man receives nothing from the Lord. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 14. The Bible says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Romans chapter number 8, verse 7. The Bible says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So your mind can never be subject to the law of God. So you cannot say that if I have made up my mind, I'm going to get it. No, it is not a mind thing. It is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual force. Hallelujah. So God's word has the ability to produce a spiritual force within our hearts. This spiritual force is called faith. The book of Romans chapter number 10 verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So for us to go to another level, we must be intentional in our faith. We cannot just leave things to be, just to chance. And say, no, if it will be, it will be. No, if it will be, it will not be. Unless you apply the force of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Unless you do what? You apply. So then why must I have faith? And maybe someone is asking, do I have faith? Well, if you have been born again and you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then you do have faith, the saving faith. Amen. Because I like making this example. Imagine the blood that was shed more than 2,000 years ago is cleansing your sins today. Amen. It takes faith. It takes faith to believe that. It takes faith to believe that. That's why I say if you are born again and you believe that you have believed that your sins are forgiven and are washed by the blood of the Lamb, then you do have faith. Then I am talking to you this morning that you need to awaken that lion and apply the force of faith in your life. Amen. So why do we need faith? We need faith because faith brings things from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. Amen. Remember, we said it is a spiritual force. It brings things from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. And God in His word says, come, buy from me without money. He says, come and buy from me without money. Why does he say that? He says that because he doesn't need money. He doesn't need money. The Bible says, silver and gold belongs to me. Even the cattle on the thousand hills belongs to me. So everything belongs to God. So he does not need money. But God feeds on faith. God wants us to buy from him through faith. Somebody might be asking, how can I buy from God without money? Through faith. Through applying the force of faith. Then you can buy anything that you need from God. Through faith. Because God feeds on faith. Hallelujah. And God says, it is impossible to please me without faith. So God wants to be pleased. God feeds on faith. That's where he gets his pleasure from. He says it is impossible to please me without faith. So it means antokozile if ngekho muntu who applies the force of faith. So he derives his pleasure from faith. So when we give him faith, God is pleased. He is more than pleased to release all the things that are sitting in the heavenly places, in the spiritual realm, to release them to us. He doesn't have a problem with that. All he needs is just for him to be pleased. I can imagine a father, ubaba mangabe ejabulile enzele itiye elimnandi ekhaya, noma umama mangabe umenzele itiye elimnandi ekhaya, uyajabula inhliziyo ibe mhlophe, then bese mawuhlakaniphile njengami. That's what I used to do with my dad. Ngize ngimkhumule icathulo, ngize ngimkhumule ngisho amasokisi. Amen. And then he'll be so happy. And then the next thing is a request. So God is pleased when we apply the force of faith. When we give God faith, God becomes so happy. And he says, oh, at least someone believes me. And then, uba happy nkulunkulu. I release whatever it is that you are believing him for. He feeds on faith. He takes pleasure in faith. It's unfortunate that even though he wants us to prosper, even though he wants us to have everything that we are longing for and we are believing him for, but it's a pity that he cannot be able to release anything unless he receives faith from us. Somebody say amen. So you don't have to have money for you to receive from God. You can buy from God without money. You don't have to have money to do great and mighty things in your life. You don't have to have money to achieve great things for God. And even for you and for your family, you don't have to have money. Why? Because you can buy via heaven. Ayu amen wala ngathi ngiyahamba ngibuyele ebinoni. Bazalwane, you can buy without money and buy via heaven. I said earlier on, I made an analogy of buying online. Most people know here that you can buy online. You are buying at a shop, but you are buying via internet. But the goods are coming from the shop. But you did not go to the shop. You bought via internet. You can buy today via heaven. You do not have money for that car, but via heaven. And the currency in heaven is faith. You don't have to have the currency of this world for you to buy via heaven. If you are buying via heaven, the currency that works is faith. You can buy whatever it is that you are lacking via faith. You can buy that car via heaven with the currency of faith. You can buy that house via heaven. You can buy that, we can buy that building via heaven. Hallelujah. When we bought this building here, Bazalwane, 3 years ago. Is it three? Yes, it's three. 3 years ago, when we bought this building, we did not have the money for it. Umfundisi always says that. He always tells us, we did not have money for it. Amen. We did not have the money that was required for this building. But we said, it is ours. Our spiritual father came and declared and said, it is yours. Amen. And we took that word. He came and he declared, it's just a word. He said, it is yours. He prayed. And after praying, he said, it is yours. And we took that word. Via that word, we applied the force of faith. And via heaven, the money was not there. The money was not there, but the faith was there. We couldn't buy it via the owners directly because you can't go to them and say, I have faith. They don't know the language. They don't know the currency. But God, if you talk to God and you buy via heaven, God understands the currency of faith. You give him the faith and then he makes all elements to align to that which must happen. It's not that then there is someone who's going to come with a suitcase full of money for you to be able to buy whatever it is that you need and whatever it is that you are believing God for. It's not that. But God will make sure that he rearranges each and everything that needs to be rearranged. Oh, to be rearranged. Amen. Hallelujah. He will make sure that anything and everything that needs to take place takes place so that you can receive that which comes from him. Hallelujah. You need to have radical faith. You need to have radical faith. You can't be a person who is always saying, I don't know what to do. The time for sulking when things are not going well is over. The time for shying away from facing your situations and your circumstances is over. Faith requires you to stand up and unleash the lion in you and say, I'm going there. I'm going to step out of the boat. I'm going to do it anyway. Whether I am scared or I am not scared, but I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because I believe that all things are possible. That's why you need to have radical faith. Why must you have radical faith? You must have radical faith because every promised land has giants. Every promised land has giants. Whatever promise that God has given you in your life, there are giants. When the children of Israel were promised by God the land flowing with milk and honey, they went there to spy the land, and lo and behold, yes, indeed, there was milk. Yes, indeed, there was honey. In fact, there were even grapes, very big, like the head of a man. That's how big the grapes there were. You can't even eat it at a go. You know the grapes that we are the grapes that we eat now. You put one. In fact, you can even put two or three at a go. But the grapes in the land of Canaan, I'm telling you, they were big. So that place was so blessed. That place was flowing with milk and honey, just as God promised. It was a beautiful place, But lo and behold, they were giants. Yes, it has been promised to them. Yes, it belongs to them. Yes, it is theirs to possess. However, they are giants in the promised land. So God has promised you a lot of things in his word. God has promised you a lot of things. When we preach, you hear that God indeed has promised you a lot of things. When you read the reason why Jesus came to die for us, you see promises there. You see that we are promised to be healed. You see that we are promised to be prosperous. You see that he was made poor so that we may be rich. You see that by his stripes we were healed. You see that we are supposed to live in peace, because the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Hallelujah. But then there are giants, because we are not all living in peace. Our families are not in peace. Our homes are not at peace. Even us within ourselves, we are not at peace. There is turmoil all over. There is no peace. Why? Because a giant is busy hoarding that which God has promised us. Hallelujah. There are giants for every promised land. Yes, you are called for greatness. Yes, your business is supposed to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of our God. But there are giants. There are giants. Every promise that you have in the book, every promised land has got giants. So you need to have radical faith so that you can be able to overthrow those giants. Because remember, we said a revolution is an overthrow. So it means there was someone who was sitting and governing the promise. There are giants who were sitting in the land of Canaan. And they were sitting and governing the land of Canaan. It did not belong to them. It belonged to the kingdom of our God. It belonged to the people of God. But they were there governing the place, saying there is no one who's going to come and chase us away here. It took radical faith from Caleb and Joshua to say, yes, there are giants, but we are well and able. We are well and able. So I just want you this morning to believe that no matter how small you can be, no matter how small you can look in your own eyes, but and the giants that are hoarding your promised land are as big as the giants that were hoarding the Canaan land. I want you to know that there is the lion of the tribe of Judah in the inside of you. And you must not be afraid of any giant. You can be able to take down any giant. David, this giant indeed is very big. Yes, indeed, this giant is huge. Yes, indeed, this giant is tall. Yes, indeed, this giant is armed. However, the one thing that this giant didn't know about David is that David was not alone. David has a lion of the tribe of Judah right in the inside of him. So yena my beggar, ubonu David, kanti there is someone backing David who is greater than what you see. There is someone backing you. There is someone backing you. There is someone backing you. There is no need for you to shy, to be shy and look back and say, I can't do this thing. Yes, go for it. Write that thing, exactly that one that you think it is bigger than you. Go for it. There is someone backing you. Radical faith says, I will step out of the boat as long as I have had him. As long as I can see him, I will step out of the boat. You are well and able to take down the giant. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on yourself. You are well and able to take that giant down. The giant in business, you can take that giant down. The giant in your life, you can take that giant down. The giant in the corporate world, you can take that giant down. The giant in the ministry, you can take that giant down. Whatever it is, they said it can't be done. You will say, with the God that I serve, all things are possible. And I'm going to apply the force of faith. And I know that when I apply the force of faith, the God that I serve will do it for me. Come on, say amen. Amen. So if you want a revolution, if you want to start a revolution, you must have radical faith. It is important that you possess radical faith. Hallelujah. Radical faith says, it doesn't matter whether I see it or not. But if God has said it, it is settled. If God has said it, it settles the matter. Hallelujah. Radical faith says, even though I have never seen it happen in my family, I'll be the first. Radical faith says, I'll be the first one to do it. I'll be the first one to achieve it. I'll be the first one to break the cycle. I'll be the first one to make sure that we do not die in poverty. Even if ngabe it has never happened, ekhaya kithi, but mina, I won't die like my father died. I won't die like my grandfather died. I won't die like my mother died. I am going to apply the force of faith. Hallelujah. It says, if God has said it, then it settles it. Radical faith says, even though people say, I'll believe it when I see it, I say it because I believe it, and therefore I will see it. I first believe it, I say it, and then I will see it. Because most people go around and say, utini, utuyuzo. Even sometimes your own family members, the people that you love, when you talk about your dreams and aspirations, you say, you know, mina, I'm going to be rich. You know, I'm going to drive a car. You know, I'm going to have a beautiful home. You know, I'm going to get married. And they'll be like, when? Why? Because they judge you according to who you are. They judge you according to your stature. They judge you according to what you have. They judge you according to what they know about you physically. They don't know the you that is in the spirit. They don't know the you that God says you are. They don't know that person. That's why they don't believe you. Bona basibheka bona. Basibheka bona. Bese emva kwalokho bathi nawe. Hayi lento oyishoyo uyaphupha. Siyafana kanti asifani. I know asifani. Asifani, I have an advantage because there is someone who is greater than anybody who is backing me. Greater is he that is within me than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah. I have someone who has promised me anything that will make me prosper as long as I apply the force of faith. As long as I buy from him with the force of faith, then anything is possible for me. But they don't have that kind of a relationship with God. That is why when they look at you, when you tell them about your dreams, I'm going to own a very big business, they would say, uzo drive ikari. Ikoloi. Uzo drive ikoloi. Uge wezwa ngobani ukuthi la ekhaya kukhona umuntu owakwa driver imoto. Even abanye bazibathi akaze kube khona ngisho ibhayisekile la ekhaya. Waze wasika kwelinonile. Isizulu sisho njalo, angazi isindebele sithini. Usikela kwelinonile, basho njalo bathi wasikela kwelinonile. Vele linonile lifanele mina. Vele ngizosika kwelinonile ngoba elinonile lifanele mina. Abanjani abafanelwe elinonile? Nami elinonile lingifanele. Ingakho ngisika kulona. Angifuni elinganonile. Ma ulithanda elinganonile, ithathele wena. Mina ngiright. Mina ngifuna elinonile. Ngifuna elinonile. As long as he says it in his word. As long as he says it in his word, then it is settled. I will apply the force of faith. I am deciding that from today onwards, I'm going to apply the force of faith. I'm going to have radical faith. I'm going to say, Lord, what is it that you have said? Has God said anything to you? Has God ever said anything to you? Even in his word, when we are preaching here, have you heard God say something to you? Maybe it's time you revisit that which God has said to you and try and exact faith. Try and place a demand on it by faith. Via heaven, and you will see your life will be changed and transformed. Hallelujah. Faith says, no matter how I feel, no matter how things are looking, as long as I have God on my side, as long as I have God on my side, I am going to be all right. That's what radical faith says. Radical faith does not look at the physical things, but radical faith looks at the spiritual things. Radical faith does not look at the circumstances that you are facing physically. It does not look at what is currently in front of you, but radical faith sees beyond. Radical faith says the promises of God are beyond this problem, and therefore I'm going to reach out and grab the promises of God, because even though there is a problem in front of me, but the promises of God are behind the problems, are ahead, and therefore I'm going to make sure that I apply the force of faith. So the force of faith and radical faith says to us, I will do whatever means necessary. Whatever means necessary. Radical faith says, I will do whatever means, but biblical means. Take note. I will do whatever it takes that is biblical for me to get to a place that God wants me to get. Radical faith has a never die attitude. Radical faith has a never backing down attitude. Radical faith says, it did not work out this time, I'm going to try again tomorrow. Radical faith does not say, if I failed, I'm going to lock myself in the room and cry myself to sleep. Radical faith does not say, I won't go before people because I have failed. But radical faith says, even when everybody was thinking that you are down and out and you are going to go and hide and cry, they will see you showing up the following day and they'll be like, what happened? Because we thought you were down and out. Yes, I am down and out for now. But my faith does not allow me to back down. My faith does not allow me to shy away from that which God has called me to do. Radical faith says, I will wake up and do it again. Radical faith says, I will wake up and go and do it again. Radical faith says, even though you did not bless me today, I will honor you even tomorrow. Even though you did not answer me today, I will praise you even tomorrow. Even though you did not do it for me today, I will worship you even tomorrow. Why? Because I know that you are capable of doing exceedingly, abundantly, more than I can ever ask or think, because you possess the power. The fact that you did not do it today does not mean that you don't have the power to do it. Kusangenzeka noma yini. Kusangenzeka noma yini. That's radical faith. Radical faith says, if God said it's mine, I believe it's mine. And I'm going to go after it. And it doesn't matter whether I receive it or my children receive it. It's okay, because there is no currency with God. There's no faith with God that goes wasted. God takes notes of our faith. When we pay our dues through faith, God takes note. If you don't believe me, ask Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego when they were thrown in the furnace fire. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they said one statement that blessed me so much. They said, even if he does not save us from the fire. Ngithanda ngesizulu lithi kuyokwazeka ukuthi khona bangazange baze baguqe. So it doesn't matter when others are prospering. via crooked ways, we will believe God. Even though others are prospering in their businesses via crooked ways, we will choose to believe God. Hallelujah. And even if ngabe uNkulunkulu akakwenzi ngaleso sikhathi, okusalayo kuyokwazeka ukuthi ukhona ongabribanga. And my children will reap from it. If I don't get it, the next generation will get it. But there is no currency of faith that is ever wasted with God. You have to believe God at all times. You have to believe God at all times. A radical faith says, even though I can't see clearly, but I'm going to see anyway. Even though it's not clear, even though I come short and I can't see clearly, I will make all necessary means to see. Just like Zacchaeus, when he couldn't see, he was short. He had a shortcoming. There was something that he couldn't do. Just like you and I, we have our shortcomings. We have things that we can't reach. We have places that we can't reach. We have things that we can't be able to do because our stature or our positioning is not in a favorable place. Amen. But Zacchaeus, what he did, he climbed a sycamore tree. So Zacchaeus said, whatever it takes, that is faith. He applied radical faith. He said, I want to see Jesus, and I am going to do all means necessary. I am going to go through whatever I need to go through to see Jesus. The Bible says he was a rich man, so I'm sure his suit was very expensive. And the sycamore tree is always dirty. It has some residue that it produces. So when you climb it, you become dirty. So he said, no matter how rich I am, no matter how expensive my suit is, I want to see Jesus. And his radical faith kicked in and said, I'm not going to go back home without seeing the Savior. Everybody can see him. I'm the only one who can see him. I also want to see the Savior. He climbed up the tree and he stood there and he had a better view. So there are things that you will have to do. There are things that you will have to do. But vele faith is foolishness to those who are perishing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you do whatever it takes. Climb if you have to climb. Do whatever it takes. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood, as we read earlier on, the Bible says she came. Everybody was receiving their miracles. Jesus was busy going around doing great and mighty things. Hallelujah. And this woman had a problem. She had an issue that had been there for 12 years. Hallelujah. This problem had been there for so many years in her life. And then the Bible says, as Jesus was there, there was a crowd around him. The Bible says, and then this woman came. Hallelujah. And when this woman came, the Bible says she came from behind. She came from behind. Everyone was there, but yena, she was behind. It might happen that with your peers, it looks as though you are behind. It looks as though you have not achieved the things that they have already achieved. And when you look as though you are behind, it is always tempting for you to think that kushukuthi isikhathi singishiyile. Sometimes when you are not married, most people would say, how shame, usumdala kangaka, you are not married. Your peers are married, but lo and behold, when you come from behind, it doesn't matter. As long as you are going for the hem of his garment, you are on the right direction. You don't have to do it with your might. You don't have to do it with your power, but you can do it by the Spirit. And and press on, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She came from behind. She came from a place whereby many were saying, "Sesimpheleli isikhathi, asazuba nowanikezala abantu iwashi lokugada abantu ekufanele ukuthi bashade nini. Asazi ukuthi ubani owanikeza abantu iwashi lokugada isikhathi sokuthi abantu kufanele baphumelele nini. Asazi ukuthi ubani owanikeza abantu iwashi lokuthi ugade ukuthi umuntu kufanele aqede isikole nini. It doesn't matter. If you know that God has promised you in your heart, you keep believing. You keep believing, even though you are behind, even though it seems as if everyone is ahead of you, you can still make it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This woman came. This woman came from behind and she pressed through. She pressed through. She pressed through. She tried. She tried. And the Bible says she was embarrassed. If you read the story, it's written all over the story that this woman was embarrassed. She was embarrassed. Because she says, the Bible says she hid. And then when Jesus said, "Who touched me?" she then had to come forth and say, "I did." She came from hiding and said, "I did." So there are things that you are going through that are embarrassing. You are embarrassed already. So why are you sitting? You are embarrassed already because the whole world can see. The whole world can see you are not married. The whole world can see you don't have a car. The whole world can see you don't have a home. The whole world can see you don't have a child. You, whatever situation, even if it's not embarrassing to you, but people are feeling sorry for you. People like to feel sorry for people. But if you apply the force of faith, if you have radical faith, you will say, "Yes, I am behind." You will acknowledge your position at the moment. You will say, "Yes, I am behind, but this is not my place." If you apply the force of faith, you will not settle for being behind. You will not settle for being in a place that is backward, but you will press on. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she came from behind and she pressed through the crowd. Yes, there are people that have got all these things that you are wishing for. Yes, there are people who are living the life that you are believing God for. Yes, there are people who are doing the very thing that you are dreaming of doing. Yes, there is many of them. But then you need to press through the crowd and get to Jesus, your Savior, and tell him, "Make me whole. Make me whole. Make me whole." And apply the force of faith. I see your giants fall. I told them, Epinon, that amen is not encouragement to the preacher. You are not encouraging me when you say amen. Amen is an acceptance of a divine verdict. You are saying amen. You are saying so be it. You are grabbing whatever it is that I am saying and you are making it yours. You are saying, "Lord, I am interested and I want it to apply in my life." You are saying so be it when you say amen. So I say, I see giants fall in your life. I see whatever giant that has been haunting your things fall this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see you leaving the position of being behind and assuming the position of being right where you are supposed to be. I see you at the top. Your time is over down there. My time is over down there. I don't belong there. I don't even look like it. That's why I'm not going to settle for it. That's why I'm not going to accept it. But I am going to press on, just like the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to press through the crowd. I'm embarrassed anyway. So what more? Vele ngiyangihleba vele. Usaba ukuthi bazokuhleba? Bayakuhleba vele. So you might as well press through the crowd. You might as well apply wisdom. You might as well be a radical giver. You may as well be a radical praiser. You might as well be a radical worshiper. You might as well be a person who possesses radical faith and tell yourself, "I'm going to believe God until I see it."
I'm going to believe him until I see it. Because being broke is embarrassing anyway, even to yourself.
Aye, amen. Even if ngabe akekho umuntu owaziyo, it's as if uyabonakala ukuthi hey, my stomach is empty. It's as if uyabonakala. It's embarrassing even to yourself. It doesn't have to be embarrassing to other people. Even to yourself, your own self, it's embarrassing to you. So you are already embarrassed. Woman with the issue of blood, it's been 12 years. Everybody knows you have a condition. But that must not stop you from experiencing a revolution, a sudden change, a sudden turnaround in the name of Jesus. And therefore, let us make sure that we do all these things that God has revealed to us. We must make sure that we become the people that God would want us to become in this season so that we can change levels. I don't know about you, but I believe that I have expired in the level that I'm in right now. I don't know about you, Bazalwan. I don't know about you, Bazalwan. But enough is enough now. For me, I am fine now. It's okay. I have paid my dues. I am okay now. I have done everything that needs to be done in this level. It's time for me to go to another level. Do you want a revolution? Do you want a revolution in your life? Do you want a sudden change in your life? Do you want to experience an overthrow in your life? Then you must exert the force of faith. Then you must say, Lord, even if ngabe I don't see it today, I'll see it tomorrow. If I don't see it tomorrow, I'll see it next week. If I don't see it next week, I'll see it next year. But I will keep on believing. I won't accept my situation. I won't accept my circumstance. I won't accept. Yay! I won't accept the way I am. And I refuse to stay the way I am. Because I believe you have another level for me. 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 Tell your neighbor and say, meet me at the top. Meet me at the top. Meet me at the top. Now I know I have a revelation. 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 Meet me at the top. Meet me at the top. Meet me at the top. My direction is going up. I'm no longer going down. I'm going up from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from one riches to other riches, from smallness to... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are changing levels. Yeah. I said you are changing levels. I said you are changing levels. You are changing levels. You are changing levels. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. Faith is a force, a spiritual force. You need to be intentional about it. You need to give yourself homework to say, I've been in this level. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Angikwazi ukuthi ngaswele imali kagesi last year ngo-2018. Ngiphinde ngiswele imali kagesi ngo-2019. Ngiphinde ngiswele imali kagesi ngo-2020. I'm changing levels. I'm changing levels. By faith, I will buy without money. Lord, heal my faith. Come and shout. Lord, heal my faith. Come and shout. Lord, heal my faith. I'm changing levels. I'm changing levels. Yes, you are changing levels. You are changing levels. You are changing levels. You are changing levels. I see you changing levels. I see you changing levels. I see myself changing levels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to do all that I am supposed to do and allow God to do all that he is supposed to do. But the person you see today is a person you are not going to see for long because I am exiting the level that I am in. I'm going to another level. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord in this place.
your hands like somebody who's going to another level. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Apply the force of faith. 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 Because you have said it, it settles it. Because you have said it, it is so. Because you have said it, I'm going to believe you. Because you have said it, I'm going to see it. It doesn't matter what I see tomorrow, but I will keep on believing, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So I have the evidence. Ay, bazalwane, I have the evidence. You might not see it, but I have the title deed. But Mamfundisi, where is the title deed? The title deed is in the inside of me, because I have bought it by faith. I am buying it via heaven. I am buying it via heaven. I am buying it via heaven. Hallelujah. From today onwards, I don't want you to look at your bank account. I don't want you to look at your means. I don't want you to look at what you are capable of. But I want you to look at a big God that wants to bless you and say, God can do this thing. I can't do it, but God can do this thing. I can't do it, but God can do this thing. I can't do it, but God can do this thing. I can't do it, but God can do this thing. Even though I am not capable of doing it, but God is. God is going to do it for you, baby. God is going to do it for you, baby. Yes, you are coming from behind. Yes, you are 3 kneel down. Most will say, it's almost over. And you are 3 kneel down. Not with God. Not with God. It's not over until God says it's over. Sometimes you will think that you have run out of time, and the Lord will say, who told you? I am a God who can bring Jesus back in a twinkling of an eye. So if I can do it in a twinkling of an eye, even your problem can go just like that in a twinkling of an eye, because I am capable of doing things, even if it's last minute, because it's last minute to men, but it is not last minute to God. I declare everything that has been holding you back, as you apply the force of faith, shall be released. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You shall be released. You shall be released. Have radical faith to say, I'm not backing down. Time of being a crybaby is over. It's time to stand up and say, I'm going to face the giant. Because even though David was capable of killing the giant, he wouldn't have known if he was too scared to face the giant. So if you are too scared to face the giants, you won't achieve anything. You must have boldness and say, I'm approaching. I'm approaching. I'm approaching. Yes, I can see there are giants. They are bigger than me, but I'm approaching. I'm approaching. I'm approaching with the God that I serve. I'm approaching. I'm approaching. I'm approaching. And you, giant, you are going to fall today. You, giant, you are going to fall today. You, giant, you are going to fall today. Because the force of faith is at work in my life. The force of faith is at work in my career. The force of faith is at work in my business. The force of faith is at work in my ministry. The force of faith. Yes. Apply your faith. Apply your faith. You can come and buy from him without money. He's saying that to us today. He says, anybody, all of you, anything that you need, anything that you are in lack of, anything that you feel you've been believing me for, says the Lord, I'm here. I have it all. I have it all. I have it all, says the Lord. I have it all. You can come. You don't have to have the money to buy.
You just need to have the currency of faith. You just need to have the currency of faith. That's what the Lord says to us this morning. You are more than welcome to come and buy from me without money. Buy whatever you are in need of. Buy whatever that you are believing me for. Buy whatever that you are dreaming of. Because you can come. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at your background. Don't look at the way you look or the way that you are. Don't even look at the way you pray. As long as you have faith, all things are possible. You can come and buy from me without money, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.